Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
It's not uncommon to hear a sports person say that in order to be successful, they have to be selfish. One of the most famous of all, Michael Jordan, literally said just that. He said, "To be successful, you have to be selfish, or else you never achieve." But is there a different way to operate in our sport? Is there a different motivation? When you read this, it's either Easter weekend or the week after, where we've been considering Jesus' death and resurrection. And in Philippians 2, Paul calls the church to look at Jesus' attitude and see it as an example for us in our relationships. He says, "In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus." What does this look like? Paul goes on, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others." Sport is often an inherently selfish environment. A likely apocryphal story quotes Michael Jordan's coach telling him he's being selfish, saying there's no I in team, to which Jordan replied, "But there is in me." Jesus' example goes entirely counter to his way of thinking. Christians are people who want to be like Jesus. Jesus was born to set us an example of how to live and flourish in this world. He is to be our model. Jesus is the perfect man. He's full of love and goodness, perfectly displaying love and mercy in every interaction he had, in every thought he thought. Now, Jesus is, of course, more than that. His example is also what condemns us, as we see clearly that we can't live up to his standards. This ultimately is why we need him to humbly look not to his own interests but to ours when he descends from the comfort and glory of heaven to live on this earth and ultimately die in our place. He is more than our example, but not less than it. So, what would it look like for us to be like Jesus in our sport today? To not do anything out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, to value others above ourselves? It will look like dying to self, to putting the needs of others above your own. You may have moments today when you need to do this. Your status and your goals are put aside as you serve others first. You use your words to build others up, not make yourself look good. You play and compete in such a way that aids others, not only promoting yourself and stamping down others in your wake. Now, none of this is anti-competition or saying you can't strive hard to beat your opponents. Competition at its purest is a striving together which pushes your opponent on to use their talent to the maximum. You serve them by playing hard but fair. Now, this is hard though, so why would you do that? Paul tells us, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if you have any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. We can do this encouraged by our union with Christ, the comfort of his love, and the reminder that we share his Spirit, helping us day by day to put others first. What's incredible about this is Paul then claims this is what brings us joy. Putting others first ultimately leads to joy, the joy of being like Jesus. So in your sport today, ask for God's help to be like Jesus. Put others first and experience the joy promised as you live like the perfect man. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, help us today to be like Jesus, to have his mindset and attitude in our relationships with others, and to put our needs above our own. Amen. Finally, take a few minutes now to pray for those in your club or team who don't yet know Jesus. Pray that you'd have an opportunity to speak to them about Jesus this game day.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus in